first, like, our goal is to get to 5,000 users in the upcoming 6 months in this race. That's it. And in the intermediate steps, in next 2 to 3 months, we want to reach the hundreds of people.
Oh, there is one note I want to, when he asked, if he ever asked again, like, what's the 3 million use, you can say it is the next launch, but don't immediately say how many people in that launch. Because if you immediately say, you know, 5,000 people for 3 million, in his mind, he's going to calculate, okay, like how much money for like each person and that. That's like not good. Like you can just say first launch. If he ask more about first launch, or if out of context, if he didn't ask about the 3 million thing, he just straight up ask you, you know, how big is your first launch? Then you can say however many people.
I told him 3 million. I told him 3 million with 5,000 users already in the last meeting.
I remember that. I don't think it's a very wise idea because
I was like,
per user.
Wait, that is a very good routine. Like, so when two type of company, I don't know, like when both like company like Pika or company like Rabbit, when they pitch to investor, they give that number. They may or may not go to meet that number in exactly the time. Like,
let me just say that I'm requesting something very specific, very specific. Don't say the number of people in the sentence right after the 3 million.
Yes,
you can talk a little bit about the launch and then say the number. That's fine.
But I want to say I want to say the number because I don't want to be wishy-washy.
Yeah, you can say the number. Just don't immediately say it in like 5 seconds.
I want to give something coherent, like saying like we're doing our launch and say yes, we're doing like